Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process, starting with Iowa.
With all due respect to the governor of Texas, it's irrational what they're doing. On the very day you see a mass shooting, and we're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational.
That was former Vice President Joe Biden at yesterday's annual Hawkeye Labor Council Labor Day picnic. Over the weekend, there was yet another mass shooting in Midland and Odessa, Texas. And just a few hours after the shooting, the state loosened its firearm restrictions. Since Sunday, former Texas Representative Beto O'Rourke, who is from El Paso, has been calling for legislators to take action on gun safety because he said that thoughts and prayers won't save victims of gun violence. Yesterday, though, hundreds of union members and their families gathered at the Hawkeye Downs Speedway and Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Biden was one of the candidates for president who decided to spend their Labor Day with Cedar Rapids union members, along with O'Rourke, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, and Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. Before mingling with voters, Biden took a minute to speak to the press.
I know I'm always been with organized labor. I get that, so I'm suspect. But the fact of the matter is, I am with organized labor. The only reason why any of you have any rights is because of organized labor.
This is Jeff Steven from Cedar Rapids. He was wearing both a Biden sticker and a Bernie Sanders pin on his shirt.
I'll probably go with Senator Biden. Gun control issues and health care issues and repairing the damage that's been done. Again, I think that Senator Biden's our guy to repair that damage.
Other folks were undecided, like Lydia Wehrmager from Marion, Iowa. Wehrmager's denim vest was covered with as many buttons and stickers with candidates' names as she could find.
And I'm listening. I love all the candidates. It's not easy for them to come forward and do this. And so I will respect and give them my time.
One person who many of the candidates noticed was 71-year-old Frank King from Cedar Rapids. He made up a batch of hats that kind of look like President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again hats, but with a twist. Instead, they say Make America Trump Free Again.
But I was walking in here, and some guy stops me and he says, I wouldn't go in there. That building's full of liberals. I started to walk on and I thought, oh, he thought this was a MAGA hat. So I went and caught up with him and I showed it to him. Then he got mad at me.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.